Pathway to Change, African Americans and Community Policing in Albany examines African American perception of how police interact with people. It focuses on the progress Albany Police Chief Stephen Krokoff has made via community policing when it comes to repairing what the report calls decades of racial tensions neighborhoods experienced under several of Krokoff's predecessors. Community activist Alice Green is executive director of the Center for Law and Justice.
We're rapidly approaching the 30th anniversary of the killing of Jesse Davis by Albany Police, which highlighted the long-held tension between African Americans and the Albany Police Department.
Green says the report gave citizens a unique opportunity to assess Chief Krokoff's performance when it comes to the concept of effective community policing.
We reviewed all of the minutes from 2012 of the Citizen Police Review Board. We talked to focus groups. We met with young people, mostly African American and Hispanic young people in the city of Albany. We reviewed media and also the minutes of the advisory group that has a regular meeting with the police chief and the community. We got all of that and we used 6 criteria to assess the police chief's performance in his job. And it's our conclusion that Stephen Krokoff has a very strong commitment to community policing. He has provided very strong leadership. He has been open and accessible to the community.
But Green adds that many people on the street say they continue to feel disrespected and treated differently by police officers. Green encourages community unity. The report makes 8 recommendations.
That included, first of all, banning racial profiling and stop and frisk. We are asking that the police chief issue immediately policies related to profiling, stop and frisk, and other issues like why do they approach certain people that they encounter with guns drawn? Why are they more likely to have a strong force at cultural events of African Americans and not at other groups? So we ask that he publicly give those policy positions so that people in the community can understand how the department is actually functioning.
Attempts to reach Chief Krokoff were unsuccessful.
We would ask the police chief to do an annual report of the state of the police department to the Common Council, and that statement include a racial analysis of new policies and new programs.
Green talked with Chief Krokoff about the so-called Ida Yarborough incident. The Albany Police Department was heavily criticized after pictures and complaints about what was described as a training exercise went viral on Facebook.
He admits that it was a mistake. He says it will never happen again.
Albany mayoral candidate Jesse Calhoun, a Republican inspired to run after the training exercise incident, weighs in.
Let's start with something positive. You have to applaud David Soares for being considerate of citizens' rights when it comes to who gets prosecuted. I feel that he has exercised his prosecutorial discretion well. Now, from a civil liberties perspective, Chief Krokoff also addressed the issue of the mobile police unit, stating that it was not intended to be imposing or intimidating, but rather welcoming to the community. What is it welcoming us to? The police state? These huge surveillance towers, mobile command centers, drills where people are confined to their homes, threatened with arrest, Lauren Manning's child saying, "Mommy, are they coming to get us?" We have to be realistic about the severity of the disconnect between our police and our neighborhoods. The police need to build a relationship with what the Center for Law and Justice calls high-risk communities. The best thing we can do is develop a relationship built on tangible change as opposed to a policy of punishment.
Meanwhile, not everyone is applauding Albany County District Attorney David Soares. The Times Union reports the head of the Albany NAACP accused Soares of turning his back on the black community. Bernard Bryan did not respond to a request for comment. Alice Green says while there are people who commit crimes, it doesn't mean the entire community is engaged in criminal activity. And people in inner cities or diverse neighborhoods would just like to be treated like everyone else. And there's a link to the report at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.